The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
The Wander Lover podcast was created with a mission to enable travel and freedom through entrepreneurship. We're talking time freedom, location freedom, and financial freedom. I'm your host, Danielle Hu, online business mentor for coaches and creatives and full-time world traveler. You'll hear episodes recorded from Hawaii, Costa Rica, Portugal, Bali, and remote surf islands around the world. Tune in every week for strategies around online business, social media, mindset, and interviews with other inspiring entrepreneurs that will empower you to build the business and live the life of your dreams. Are you ready? Let's get started. If you're tuning in and you are a new or aspiring digital nomad, I would love to invite you to come join us in the Digital Nomad Society. My newest membership gives you all the training, tools, resources, and the like-minded community you need to start your full-time travel lifestyle, even if you have no idea where to start. We have member meet and greets twice a month, plus we are constantly sharing the newest digital nomad tips and tricks, and I am personally in the community every single day giving feedback and support. The society is full of the travel-loving, hard-working motivation you need to reach your travel and business goals. It's only $7 a month and you can cancel anytime. Click the link in the episode description to join us, and we cannot wait to see you inside. Hey guys, welcome back to the podcast. So I did a search in my notes trying to find episodes that I've recorded on this podcast about passive income, and no results came back. So correct me if I'm wrong, but I have not recorded an episode about passive income ever on this show, which is insane to me because it is one of the reasons I started The Wander Lover in the first place. I want to dedicate this episode to building passive income streams in your business. And I want to start by sharing one of my favorite stories called The Pyramid Parable. I'm currently working with 3 private coaching clients through the Start Your Business Intensive, and I've been sharing this story with them since day one, because when you are starting your business, it's so important to understand why you are doing the things you do and why it is so important for me as a coach to really zoom out and give people perspective about why they are doing the things they are doing. So let me start by sharing this story, and then we will discuss after about incorporating passive income streams into your business. A great Egyptian pharaoh summons his 2 young nephews, Chuma and Azur, and he commissions them to a majestic task: build 2 monumental pyramids as a tribute to Egypt. Upon completion of each nephew's pyramid, Pharaoh promises each an immediate reward of kingship, retirement amidst riches, and lavish luxury for the rest of their natural lives. Additionally, each nephew must construct his pyramid alone. Chuma and Azor, both 18, know their daunting task will take years to complete. Nonetheless, each is primed for the challenge and honored by the Pharaoh's directive. They exit Pharaoh's chambers, ready to begin the long pyramid-building process. Azor begins work immediately. He slowly drags large, heavy stones into a square formation. After a few months, the base of Azor's pyramid takes shape. Townsfolk gather around Azor's constructive efforts and praise his handiwork. The stones are heavy and difficult to move, and after 1 year of heavy labor, Azor's perfect square foundation to the pyramid is nearly finished. But Azor is perplexed. The plot of land that should bear Chuma's pyramid is empty. Not one stone has been laid. No foundation, no dirt engravings, nothing. It's as barren as it was a year ago when Pharaoh commissioned the job. Confused, Azor visits Chuma's home and finds him in his barn diligently working on a twisted apparatus that resembles some kind of human torture device. Azor interrupts, "Chuma, what the hell are you doing? You're supposed to be building Pharaoh a pyramid and you spend your days locked in this barn fiddling with that crazy machine?" Chuma cracks a smile and says, "I am building a pyramid. Leave me alone." Azor scoffs, "Yeah, sure you are. You haven't laid one stone in over a year." Chuma, engrossed and unfazed by his brother's accusation, retorts, "Azor, your short-sightedness and thirst for wealth have clouded your vision. You build your pyramid and I will build mine." As Azor walks away, he chides, "You fool, Pharaoh will hang you in the gallows when he discovers your treason." Another year passes and Azor solidifies the base of his pyramid and begins the second level. Except a problem arises. Azor struggles in his progress. The stones are heavy and he cannot raise them to the pyramid's second level. Challenged by his physical limitations, Azor recognizes his weakness. He needs more strength to move heavier stones and to do so seeks the counsel of Bennu, Egypt's strongest man. For a fee, Bennu trains Azor to build bigger and stronger muscles. With great strength, Azor anticipates the heavier stones will be easier to lift onto the higher levels. Meanwhile, Chuma's pyramid plot of land is still barren. Azor assumes his brother has a death wish since, by all appearances, Chuma is violating Pharaoh's mandate. Azor forgets about his brother and his non-existent pyramid. Another year passes and Azor's pyramid construction slows to a disheartening crawl. It often takes 1 month just to place one stone. Moving stones to the upper levels require great strength and Azor spends much of his time working with Bennu to build greater strength. Additionally, Azor is spending most of his money on counseling fees and the exotic diet required for the training. Azor estimates at his current construction pace, his pyramid will be completed in another 30 years. Unfazed, Azor louds, "After 3 years, I've far surpassed my brother. He hasn't placed one stone yet, that fool." Then, suddenly, one day while hauling a heavy stone up his pyramid, Azor hears a loud commotion erupting from the town square. The townsfolk, regular observers to his work, abruptly abandon his plot to examine the celebratory fuss. Curious himself, Azor takes a break and leaves to investigate. Surrounded by a cheering crowd, Chuma trolls up the town square commandeering a 25-foot contraption, a towering machine built from a twisted maze of gantries, wheels, levers, and ropes. As Chuma slowly moves up the village street amidst the buoyant crowd, Azor fears the explanation. After a short trawl to Chuma's barren pyramid plot, Azor's suspicions are confirmed. Within minutes, Chuma's strange machine starts moving heavy stones and begins to lay the foundation to his pyramid. One after another, the machine effortlessly lifts the stones and softly places them side by side into place. Miraculously, the machine requires little effort for Chuma's operation. Crank a wheel attached to a rope and cantilever entwined by a gear system, and bingo, heavy stones are moved quickly and magically. While Azor's pyramid foundation took over a year to build, Chuma lines up the foundation to his pyramid within 1 week. The second level that Azor so arduously struggled with is even more shocking. Chuma's machine does the work 30 times quicker. What took Azor 2 months takes Chuma's machine 2 days. After 40 days, Chuma and his machine accomplish as much as Azor's 3 years of toilsome work. Azor was destroyed. He spent years doing the heavy lifting while Chuma built a machine to do it for him. Instead of honoring the machine, Azor vows, "I must get stronger. I must lift heavier stones." Azor continues the hard labor of pyramid building while Chuma continues to work the crank of his machine. After 8 years, Chuma finishes his pyramid at the age of 26, 3 years to build the system and 5 years to reap the benefits of the system. The great pharaoh is pleased and does as promised. He rewards Chuma with kingship and endows him with great riches. Chuma never has to work another day in his life. Meanwhile, Azor continues to dredge away at the same old routine. Lift rocks, waste time and money to get stronger. Lift rocks and get stronger. Sadly, Azure refuses to acknowledge his flawed strategy and endures the same old process. Carry heavy stones until you can lift no more, then get stronger so you can lift heavier stones. This mindless prescription leads Azure to a lifetime of toil. He never finishes his pyramid promised to Pharaoh simply because he decides to do the heavy lifting himself when he should have focused on a system to do it for him. Azure has a heart attack and dies while on the 12th level of his pyramid, just 2 levels from finishing. He never experiences the great riches promised by Pharaoh. Meanwhile, Chuma retires 40 years early in a crown of luxury. Sloshing in free time, Chuma goes on to become Egypt's greatest scholar and an accomplished inventor. He is entombed alongside Pharaoh in the same pyramid he built. Just let that sink in. And we are going to talk about what the significance of this parable is. The main answer being that the system you choose will dictate how you spend the rest of your life. I remember reading this parable when I was still working in my corporate finance job, and I realized that Azure's strategy of doing the heavy lifting yourself is comparable to working for someone else, doing the heavy lifting, working a corporate job, saving 50 years for retirement, and then, you know, potentially retiring and reaping the promised rewards and having the possibility of dying too soon to even reap those rewards, right? But on the other hand, what Chuma did, instead of focusing on what everyone else like jumps to do immediately, which is work for society and go a traditional path, instead, Chuma builds a system, builds a contraption that allows him to finish the task and make more money sooner in an exponential way. Notice that in the first few years, he has nothing to show for himself, right? He is working diligently in his room every day and people are laughing at him. His brother's laughing at him because they're like, what are you doing with your life? You're not getting anything done. And to society's eyes, he's not being productive. But it's that inner belief in the system that he is working on that causes him to ultimately be successful. And when I was working in a corporate job, I saw so clear what this meant for my life. It was like, if I followed on this corporate path, I would be toiling until I retired. But if I can focus on a system, as in an online business, that allows me to make more money, work for myself, I don't care what it takes. I just know that I want this for me. Do you see where I'm going here? Do you see how the system you subscribe to is going to affect your life for the next 5, 10, 20, 40, 50 years? And so my question for you is, what are you going to do about it? Are you going to stay in this lane or are you going to choose a different path? And the thing is, you don't have to do one or the other. I was at my corporate job already, and I knew that it wasn't going to be forever, but I wanted the stability. I wanted to be able to test out my income streams and grow them with a paycheck still coming in, right? So it's not like you have to stop what you're doing completely in order to start a business. But when you start your own business, you are opening up so many more opportunities to work for yourself, to be able to travel wherever you want, to grow your income exponentially instead of only getting 5 to 10% raises every other year or every 5 years.
Seeking the truth never gets old. Introducing June's Journey, the free-to-play mobile game that will immerse you in a thrilling murder mystery. Join June Parker as she uncovers hidden objects and clues to solve her sister's death in a beautifully illustrated world set in the roaring 20s. With new chapters added every week, the excitement never ends. Download June's Journey now on your Android or iOS device, or play on PC through Facebook Games.
So now that you understand why it's so important to choose the right system, now I'm going to go into passive income streams, because even if you want to start your own business, not all businesses are created equal. And from my experience, the most passive income streams are affiliate marketing, digital courses, ebooks, and memberships. So for those of you who don't know, I have affiliate marketing links on the Wanderlover blog. This is where I recommend tools I use, things I buy that I encourage my readers to also purchase.
and by including an affiliate link, I get paid a commission. This is truly passive. However, it's not fully controllable because the product isn't mine. The service isn't mine. So if they go down, then I don't get paid, right? So this is one income stream, but it does come with limitations. Offering a digital course. So I have the Wanderlover Business Academy. This you create once upfront and then you are able to sell it. Similar to a digital course are ebooks where you create it upfront and then you continue selling it. Memberships are the newest model that I introduced. So I just created the Digital Nomad Society for $7 a month. And because you also create the content upfront, I am able to just focus on sales, and this provides monthly recurring revenue. We are almost at $2,000 in monthly recurring revenue just from the Digital Nomad Society, and we launched last month. So I would say, although it's new, it's working pretty well, and I'm just really excited to continue growing this income stream. And with all of these, what's amazing is the feeling that I'll never get sick of waking up and seeing sales being made in your sleep. You don't have to lift a finger. You don't have to be clocking in timesheets. You don't have to be in front of your computer, but you set up these systems to enable that to happen. I tell the story to some of my friends and they're like, oh, you're so lucky to be able to make passive income. And it's like, I set up these systems myself. They didn't just appear in my business. I was really intentional about why I was introducing these income streams, and I built them out even before I saw a dime, right? I knew the reason why, and while everyone else is getting a paycheck, I was building out these offers that people were questioning, like, will anyone buy? How will this work? And you really have to tackle through all of the naysayers in order to be really confident in what you are doing. My North Star is always going to be to just be able to travel on a sailboat for a year and having passive income come in. It's going to take time, similar to Chuma in the Pyramid Parable. He was in his room formulating, creating before he saw any results or rewards. So similar to when we are creating something new, it's going to take time to optimize, to grow our audience, to grow our marketing, to learn marketing, to make this all work. But know that if you are on this path, if you subscribe to the system, it's inevitable. This is what lies in the future, and you just have to continue your conviction with this path. I share this story because with my private coaching clients, sometimes they get frustrated. They get frustrated when they feel like they're putting in so much work and they're not seeing the results. They're not seeing the income. And the nature of this system of businesses like these is that it's a lot of upfront work. You need to set up your website. You need to add in those links. You need to grow your audience. You need to brand yourself as an expert. And all of these things take time. It's not like directly reciprocal to how much time, energy, money you are putting in. It's truly a long-term strategy. And so this parable gives you the reminder that this is the reason why. You're not looking for a get-rich-quick scheme, but you are subscribing to a long-term vision where you're going to be able to create passive income that sustains your lifestyle, and you're going to be able to do that because you changed from a corporate career. If you subscribe to what Azor was doing and you choose a corporate career without opening up any other possibilities, you're not going to be able to ever make the really insanely high incomes that you desire. There's going to be glass ceilings. There's going to be bureaucracy and corporate hierarchy and all of that. So similar to how he was so close to the top, there are still limits, right? So it's not impossible. And I'm not saying that one is better than the other, but for me, clearly for me, one was better than the other, just for my personality and how I wanted to live my life. And then also as a disclaimer, I know there are other ways to introduce passive income in general, like real estate investing or crypto or stocks, drop shipping, Amazon FBA, and possibly MLMs, and just many other ways, right? I encourage you to go explore what your intuition is leading you towards. For me, it was always blogging, travel, coaching, content creation space. So that's what I gravitated towards. And that is the system I am following. There are others in all of my programs. You're going to be taught the systems that have worked for me because I have tried many. So if you are interested in creating this business that allows you to also then create these income streams that are completely passive, check out either the Digital Nomad Society or the Wanderlover Business Academy, where you will learn how to open up these opportunities and these systems for yourself. I hope this episode was enlightening. It was so great to just share this parable with you guys because it truly has changed my life and my outlook. Let me know if you've enjoyed it, and I will see you guys in the next episode.
Ever tried reading while jogging, cooking, or even juggling flaming torches? Yeah, doesn't end well. But with audiobooks.com, you can conquer books without the circus act. Dive into over 450,000 titles, including more than 10,000 free ones. Get hooked on a bestseller, find your next obsession, or finally read that classic you've been avoiding since high school. And here's the inside scoop. Sign up today for a free 30-day trial and snag your first three audiobooks on the house. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.